This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What up, what up, what up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Brick layers and ball shorts. Coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
What up, 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 do? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amaya Hawkins. Appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to the latest episode. Today's episode, we're going to preview the Wahoos versus the Cardinals of Louisville as they hit the road yet again to try to earn their fourth victory of the season. Before we get started, salute to the sponsor. Salute to Aber Insurance. Go to aberinsurance.net for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, life insurance. The great people at Able. When you go in there and you want that affordable policy, make sure you let them know that the Ball Hawk sent you and they will take care of you. Salute to Billy and Charlene White, the great people at Able. So here we go. Preview episode. But you know, we got to set the mood. If it's your first time listening to the Ball Hawk Show podcast, make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast. Make sure you subscribe. And if you want to donate to the Ball Hawk Show podcast, go to anchor.fm, search the Ball Hawk Show podcast, and hit that support button. 99 cent, $4.99, $9.99. Each month will be drafted out of your account and will be donated to the show. Definitely appreciate you guys. Having with this subscription route, the donations are always appreciated and definitely, as always, the sponsors. And if you want to provide feedback to the show, just go to ahmadhawkins.com, go down, scroll down to the bottom to the contact us section and type in whatever you want to type in. It will be emailed to me directly. Salute to everybody that's used that option. And as they can tell you, I will respond back to you. You know, if you want to provide your own analysis on the game, I'll engage in dialogue and definitely let you get your analytical hat placed on your head. And yeah, man, it's always fun emailing back and forth. So salute to everybody on the Saber that I interact with. Salute to everybody Locker Room Access on their message boards as well. Everybody on Twitter and Instagram at I Am Ball Hawk. But you know how we do. We got to set the table with some music. Because I know a lot of y'all drive on the road. You could be doing yard work right now. So I got to get you hype. Because I get myself hype through this music. Because I got to get hype, man, before I talk about the game. Because I like to give you that organic feel on my breakdown. And music does that to me. So I got a little selection that I'm going to put on for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I ain't blended like I wanted to. But you get the gist. Let's go. How are we going to start this off? Huh? We're going to start this off right. Start this off right. Come on. Let's go. Lil Rick Ross, Lil Meek Mill, Lil Tupac back. You know what I'm saying? Turn your speakers up.
Maybach music.
Let's go. Give you a little bit. What's up? Who back?
Tupac back.
Okay.
Tupac back.
Okay.
That's all he's screaming at.
Tupac back.
All eyes on me.
Uh-huh.
Better picture me rolling.
Uh-huh.
Buying brand new rims.
Uh-huh.
But them stolen. Stranded on death row.
Death row.
Bring to heaven my baby.
My baby.
But I'm stacking my paper. I need a brand new Mercedes.
They go screaming, Tupac
back.
You said what?
Tupac back.
Who?
That's all he's screaming
that
at.
Tupac's back.
Machiavellian.
Well, here go Tupac.
Uh-huh. All through your body.
Oh, yeah. You got to turn this one up.
Like a 12-gauge shot.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Uh-huh. What you say,
and
Pop?
And God said he should send his one begotten son to lead the wild into the ways of the
Yeah. Follow me. Feed my flesh, flesh in my flesh. Come with me. Hail Mary, one quick see. What do we have here now? Do you want to ride or die? La, 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 la. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. G-G-G-G-Unit. Go from Tupac to 50 Cent. That is what we don't do.
It's easy to see when you look at me. If you look closely, 50 don't back down. Everyone I go toast for toast. East side, west side, I don't let down. Any litter you see around me, big enough to shack down.
It's time you in the hood and see your OG. You ask about me, the young
boy. Don't back down. All right, here we go.
Ain't this what they've been waiting for?
You gotta end with this, the greatest intro ever. I'm gonna just let him go. Listen.
I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this, so I had to grind like that, to shine like this. In a matter of time I spent on some locked up in the back of the paddy wagon, cuffs locked on wrist. See my dreams unfold, nightmares come true. It was time to marry the game, and I said, yeah, I do. If you want it, you gotta see it with a clear eye view. Got shorty, she try and bless me like I said I'd shoot. Like a sneeze, please, for them trick and squeeze, I'm getting cream. Never let them get in between the what we started. Look, but I'm lying hearted. They love me when I was stuck and they hate it when I departed. I go and get it regardless. Draw like I'm an artist, no crawling. Went straight to walking with foreigns in my garages are foreign.
Menage. Oh, here come.
Sucking and swallowing anything for a dollar. They tell me get him,
I got him.
I did it without an album.
I
did it with Mariah. Lil, I'm on fire. Icy as a hockey ring, Philly flyer. When I bought the Rolls Royce, they thought it was lease. Then I bought that new Ferrari, hater, rest in peace. Hater, rest in peace, rest in peace to the parking lot. Phantom so big, can't even fit in the parking spot. You ain't talking about my then what you talking about. Gangsters moving silent, and I don't talk a lot. I don't say a word. What's on my grind, and now I got what I deserve. Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished? When I bought the Aston Martin, y'all thought it was raining? Flexing on these, I'm like Popeye on the spinach. Double M, yeah, that's my team. Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant. I'm the tight can of men casting, grind like I'm broke. That Lambo, my new, she'll ride like my ghost. I'm riding around my city with my hands on my toes, cause these want me dead, and I gotta make it back up, cause my mama need that bill money. My son needs some milk. These try to take my life, they around, get killed. You around, get smoked. Cause these Philly d***s I pull with me, don't around, no joke. No, all I know is murder. Woo. When it come to me, woo, I got young that's rolling. I got throwing beads. I done did the DOA, I done did the KODs. Every time I'm
sorry,
in that
I get
to throwing 30 G's. But now I'm hanging out that drop head. I'm
okay,
riding.
Okay, I gotta stop, Hold on, wait.
Be wildin', we young, we mobbin', like Batman and we're robbin'.
All right, that's enough. Like I lied.
Reclining, I'm like real wood up. Real wood up. If you ain't about that murder game, then shut up. If you dip me in your ass, I get your pussy stuck up.
Okay, that's enough. He getting too angry. Okay, that's enough. Okay. That's enough for intros. Whoo, boy. It's just something about that Dreams and Nightmares intro by Meek Mill, man. Every single time you get sucked right in. Yeah. University of Virginia versus the Louisville Cardinals. In Louisville. 3 p.m. ACC Network. Two teams that can't stop the run. Statistically, they can't stop the run. I'm not lying to you, okay? I'm not telling the fib. According to the numbers, when it comes to rush defense, Louisville is 13th. Giving up 174.2 yards a game. UVA is 14th, giving up 194.8 yards a game. If you look at last year's game, one guy alone ran for, what did he run for? Let me look at it again. I know y'all screaming at, what did he run for last year? Huh? What did he run for last year? 197 yards last year. Cunningham, the quarterback from Louisville, right now ran for 197 yards by himself last year. We give up 194.8. Last year, they rushed for 213 yards. Oh, no, 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 no. That's last game. I'm tripping. That's the wrong stat. Last year, they ran for 317 last year. Oh, my gosh. That's right. They ran for 317 yards last year. We already gave up 300 yards rushing to a team this year. And maybe that's the outlier. And we already got rid of the outlier. We won that game last year, by the way. Turnovers, pick six by Noah. Yeah. So, that played a huge role in that win. Turnovers played a role in that win last year. Because they outgained us. We have four sacks. 4 for 4 in red zone. Hold on. Yeah. So that was the difference, man. That definitely was the difference. The turnovers. And that's what we got to do this year. We got to turn them over. That 85-yard touchdown return by Noah definitely sparked what we needed for the victory. This year is pretty much the same, right? Keep Cunningham in the pocket. Force him to be a passer. Easier said than done. That's everybody's game plan. But he has improved. Malik has improved as a passer. He's more efficient. I want to say he's right behind Armstrong. When you look at quarterback efficiency in the ACC, he hasn't turned the ball over a lot this year. But they will put the ball on the ground. If I'm not mistaken, they've turned the ball over every game this year except for one. So you got to generate those turnovers versus Louisville. And if they are ranked 13th in rush defense, what is that telling us fans? Run the football, right? Keep them honest. We know we use our passing game to set up the run. Louisville is one of the few teams that play zero covers. Like, they would come and bring everybody down in the box. You know, hopefully Jelani Woods is back this game, so it'll make it that much tougher for them to go man-to-man. If we see two safety high, you have to demonstrate you can run the football. Wake Forest did a good job of playing two safeties and just using their front seven to minimize our ability to run the football. But if they're going to show two safeties, you have to demonstrate that you can run the ball. They're daring you. Like, teams are going to dare us to run the football. And when we've been successful this year, we ran the football. Everybody loves numbers. And statistically, when we ran the ball well, we've won. Miami, 181 yards rushing, we won. Louisville, 133 yards rushing, we won. William & Mary, 206 yards rushing, we won. North Carolina, 24 yards rushing, we lost. Wake Forest, 99 yards rushing, we lost. It looks like from the stats, and we all look at stats and patterns, 32 rushes versus William & Mary, 33 rushes versus Illinois, 35 rushes versus Miami, wins. 22 rushes versus North Carolina, 27 rushes versus Wake Forest. There's a pattern. Run the ball at least 32 times. You'll probably win. I don't know. In our wins, we've thrown the ball 32 times, 40 times, and then 44 times. In the losses, we've thrown the ball 57 times and 59 times. 45 passes or less. Probably win. So if you break down passes versus rushes, William & Mary, 32 rushes, 32 passes. Illinois, 40 passes, 33 rushes. Miami, 44 passes, 35 rushes. Balanced. North Carolina, Wake Forest, 57-22. And Wake Forest, 59-27. That's 59 passes, 27 rushes. You want balance. And I will say also that I left out, Wyman Mary got the lead. Illinois, we got the lead from the jump. Miami got the lead from the jump. Now, North Carolina, we end up getting the lead back. So we essentially had the lead going into halftime. Didn't do anything that first drive. They took the lead back, and we just panicked that game. So we got to be front runners in a sense. You got to get on the board first. I think we played better defensively when we have a lead early. And I think when we can establish the line of scrimmage early and impose our game plan onto our opponent. Now, looking at Louisville's scouting report, the tail of the tape as far as who they have, we know Malik Cunningham at quarterback, 6'1", 200 pounds, phenomenal runner. I would say a good passer. Does what the offense requires him to do. He's a good passer. I think you can confuse him, but he's taking care of the ball. He's taking care of the ball this year. He's completing 63% of his passes this year. The Ole Miss game is one of his more inaccurate games. I would say Ole Miss and UCF, if you look at the numbers, 59% versus Ole Miss and just 60% versus UCF. But Wake Forest, he was very accurate. He was 19 of 26. That's 73%. 309 yards passing, which was a season high. Two touchdowns. He was sacked three times. His efficiency was 198 for the season. He is at 142.8. And I think that's either fourth or fifth in the ACC when it comes to efficiency. And if you compare that to Brennan's efficiency is at 155.8. So, Malik, he's a dual threat. He's a true dual threat. You got Jalen Mitchell, who leads the team in rushing, if I'm not mistaken. 5'10", 221, redshirt sophomore. Very tough runner. He averages 66 yards a game. Malik averages 61 yards a game. He has gained 331 yards. Malik has gained 309 yards. Malik has ran the ball 70 times, and we know sacks count. As, you know, rushes. How many times has Brennan run the ball this year? I know Petty Hawk trying to come out and come at the people who say, oh, we got to start running the quarterback. How many rushes does Brennan have? Brennan has 44 rushing attempts. I wonder if their fan base don't want him running the ball. I always wonder that. I always wonder, like, when Lamar Jackson was there, now with Malik, like, do they say, hey, don't run the quarterback so much, or do they understand, like, my philosophy is that you're a football player. I want to use you to the best of your capabilities. If you are a dual threat, we're going to use your legs also. So, and it'll be interesting to see defensively how we attack Louisville. They have a pretty good receiving crew. Their offense is that spread offense. They want to get one-on-one on the outsides. They want to attack the second level right behind the linebackers. So those dig windows, the deep stops, those are always the worrisome windows when going against this offense because of their run game. They will cause the linebackers to step up, opening up those windows for their quarterbacks where they don't have to be as accurate. But if you could get the ball to float, that allow the safeties to get those cheap here interceptions. So what we have to do is our safeties, you have to catch the dang on football. If it touches your hands, catch the football, trap it, fall down, do something. We need the turnovers, something we haven't been generating this year. We haven't been very opportunistic. We have muff punts dropped in front of us. We don't get it. Got to take advantage of the turnovers. Got to generate extra possessions for our offense and keep their offense off the field. They are explosive. Explosive offense. They love to run the football. Under their current head coach, they run over 200 yards. They've averaged over 200 yards rushing since he became the head coach. That's a fun stat that I pulled from their team notes. Since he's become the head coach, they've been averaging over 200 yards rushing. That says a lot. They want to run the football. They want to establish this line of scrimmage. They want the football, the run game to set up their passing game. And like I said, I think Malik's a serviceable quarterback. He's not going to wow you as far as picking you apart. But the fact that he's a dual threat, you're going to have to send somebody to spy him. You're going to have to send somebody in the hole. Do we have somebody that can spy him pound for pound and run with him? No. You ain't going to find too many people in the country that could just spy him pound for pound and chase him down. You got to scheme him up. If anything, force him to his left, because you force a right-handed dual threat quarterback to their weak shoulder. In order for them to throw the football, it takes them another half second to get that shoulder square and let it flow. Same thing with Perkins. Anytime teams force Bryce Perkins to his left, that's usually when Bryce had his interceptions, it was going to his left. You pick, like, that's what you do. Now, granted, well, I take that back. Because if a quarterback get out and run to the right, a dual threat, you're done. Because you don't know if they're going to throw or pass it. They don't have any indicators to let you know they're about to let it fly. At least when they go to the left, you know they got to bring that shoulder all the way through to point it down the field. So, we got to stop the run. Yeah, here we go. The Cardinals are averaging 203 yards on the ground under coach Scott Satterfield. Since taking over in 2019, the Cardinals have rushed for over 200 yards 14 times, going 8-6 in those contests. Louisville rushed for 213 yards versus Wake Forest this past week. They lost. And then we know they rushed for over 200 yards. They ran for over 300 yards versus us last year, and they lost. So out of those six losses, they lost versus us, and then they lost versus Wake Forest just last week. Louisville had eight games in 2019 of 200 or more yards on the ground, where they went 8-5 and recorded just five in 2020 when they closed the season at 4-6. So I think if you can make them one-dimensional and then you attack the quarterback in a respectful manner, intelligently, you got to intelligently rush Malik. I will say this. Sometimes you want to rush him. Well, yeah, you definitely want to rush him to where he can see it. So you want to rush from our left to right, while also bringing somebody up in the A-gap to where he is discouraged from stepping up. I feel like if you bring press, like you bring Noah to his front side where he can see it, and then you bring Nick Jackson right down in the A-gap so he can see somebody stepping up, make him do the Tony Romo and spin out and try to come out the back end and have Mandy back there and have Mandy just being very astute in his rush, calculated in his rush, not scared, but you getting up the field, getting a nice rush, but you're bullying that tackle right into his lane, right into where he want to step up at. Now, I will say this. I would rather him run the hump versus stepping up and getting out of the pocket. Meaning if he's going to get out the pocket versus Manny rushing on that blind side, I would rather him spin out and have to run the hump, meaning give ground to get out the pocket. That way, we can retrace our steps and use the angle and meet him 3 yards up the field versus him feeling the pressure and seeing Noah coming and stepping up and going downhill away from Nick because he has a head of steam, if that's making sense to you. All right. So if he's in the pocket and I'm that backside in, which he can't see me, I would rather attack his front, his up, like his front shoulder, his nearest shoulder towards the line of scrimmage, right? because he's going to try to spin out from his back shoulder. So I will allow him to spin out on his back shoulder. And when he's spinning, plant my feet, give ground, and go at an angle, cutting him off at the pass. So give it, you get what I'm saying. Use your angles. Because I feel like if you get up the field too far, you create a lane to where he could go not only downhill, but he can run away from Nick or run away from whoever you have as the whole player. But I think you got to send Noah at him to his face so he can't see. Because a lot of offenses where they see you blitz, they want to try to throw there, and Noah's so tall and athletic that you just say, hey, don't jump. Also, Noah, or whoever's blitzing to where he can see you, Hunter Stewart, do not jump. If he act like he gonna throw, run through the shoulder. Now you aim for the upfield shoulder. Don't let him get outside of you going to his right. You gotta make him step up, and you gotta come to balance and grab that right shoulder. You gotta grab at the right shoulder. Don't try for a kill shot. Grab for the right shoulder. Bottle him up. Trap the mouse. Your pass rush lane's got to be very disciplined. You can't be Velcroed. Keep that outside arm free. You can't let what Miami quarterback did to you. You can't let him get out to a strong side. Hell no. You do that, I'm put. Hey, if he get out to his right, you got to go. We getting somebody else in there. I don't care if I got to put a wide receiver right there. Hey, stand right here. Make him go that away. We send the Noah anyway. Now, you run the risk, like you could run games versus him, but you run the risk of him really seeing it. Because if you run a game, you better make sure whoever looping under and coming in that A-gap, hey, get there. Don't hit each other and fall down. Let him come downhill versus Nick. I'm talking about Nick Jackson, not Nick Grant. Last year's film, I think we did a good job of sending that A-dog stunt. We was running the twist between the two middle backers. And we was causing him to scramble to his left. The big run he had last year was off an inside zone where he fooled Charles Snowden when they were backed up. That was one of his big runs. And another run when he scored off of, he got to his left side and he just outran us. He showed jets. So you got to go flat and cut him off. As we started to corral him last year, I remember Zane was chasing him. He got outside of Zane, and when he got outside of Zane, Zane did what I said. Instead of trying to chase him, he took an angle and cut him off at the pass and pushed him off out of bounds. So just one of the things where you just got to bottle him up. You're not going to shut him down. Get a lot of hats to the football. They like to run bubble screens. They got one of the fastest guys in college football in Harrell, number 8. They clocked him at like a 4.19 40. Yeah, it's right here in the team notes. They clocked him at a 4.19 40-yard dash. He's averaging 32.2 yards per reception. So if you see number 8, back up. Back up. Back up. But if you backed up, read the quarterback. Because if they try to run a slant or some type of end cut, he caught one versus Wake Forest, and he was ass cheeks and elbows. He was out. So use your leverage. Use your IQ. Or get up there and choke him out. Like, hey, cover tell you, hey, most speed guys don't like to get touched. Go up there and touch him. Touch. Go there, you know, pat him down. See if you got any weapons on him. You know, do that. That's what you do. Anthony Johnson, you do that well. Pat down. Let me see if you got any weapons. But that's what we got to do on defense. Offensively, run the football, establish it. If you got to establish a pass game, you do that. Utilize Billy Kemp in the slot. They'll try to double team Wicks. Their coach already talked about how Wicks is very good. He averages over 100 yards. He acknowledged Woods. He acknowledged Billy Kemp. We got weapons. Be smart. Brendan played probably his worst game of the season. Last game. In his words, he played like crap, but I think he could definitely bounce back. I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. I really do. Louisville could put up points with the best of them. Our offense could put up points with the best of them. But we got to be balanced. We got to run for at least 120 yards. At least. at least. And we can't jump out on them and then take the foot off the gas. If we score 21 points in the first quarter, we can't take our foot off the gas. Last time I was up there, Wayne ran the ball well. Was that 2019? He ran the ball well. Then they got going. And it's like we forgot to go with them. And then we tried to make it a game late. But last time I was up there, we ran the ball well. And that's why I want to see, like, versus Miami, we was running the ball well. And I know that's not really our forte. But even if you call the pass, just make sure the short passing game is something that is beneficial to what we want to do offensively. And that goes to Brendan understanding the matchups as well. Again, he played his worst game last game. So that played a role in how our offense looked, because we know the quarterback is the head of what we want to do. And when our offense is clicking, it's a thing of beauty, man. Got to give it to Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob been calling a hell of a game. He got his cute plays here and there, and nobody's perfect. But that Mamma Jamma could have the offense clicking to where you like, good God, it's a thing of beauty, boy. But I'm pretty sure Jelani Woods will be back. You know, Mighty Joe Young in the middle of the field. Louisville will bring their safeties down in the box. Watching the Wake Forest game, Wake Forest did a good job of running the football. Then they brought their safeties down and left their quarters on the island. They're not afraid to leave their corners on the island. They feel like they got really good athletes. They got one of the top interceptors in the secondary as well. So it's just one of them things that where they feel like they could be opportunistic. Clark, one of their corners, number 13. I think he's a good corner. Just a sophomore. Overall, their secondary, they're young. You got Greedy Vance, 5'10", 162, freshman corner. Both safeties are big boys. Cole and Duncan, both 6'3", one's 216, the other one's 190. So they're bigger safeties that want to lay that wood to you. So I know they're looking to support. Both of their corners are guys that you know, my height, 5'10", 5'9", respectively, 172. Backers are built for speed. Outside linebacker, Jack. I ain't saying his last name because I don't want to get flagged. So his last name, I don't want to say his last name. I really don't. So I'm just calling him Jack F, 6 foot 202. That's speed. Alderman, 6'1", 215. That's speed. Avery, number 9, the other middle backer, 227, speed. And thumper. And Yasir Abdullah, who's one of the leading sack guys, he's a thumper, but he gonna hunt the quarterback. Their defensive end, they got a 6'4", 273 defensive end. They got a 6'3", 264 defensive end, and then a 6'2", 295 nose tackle. In other words, they run a 3-4. But their outside backers are basically safeties. In my opinion. Well, I'm sorry. Yasir is not a safety. He's more like a hybrid end / outside backer. But Jack F is basically a safety. Their safety. So Duncan, 27, is bigger than Jack F, number 38, who's only 6 foot 202. And then his backup is 6'1", 198. So that, to me, they play a 3-3-5. Those two guys are basically safeties. Okay, so that's what I got, man. I think it's gonna be another game that we're playing a defense who we should be able to move the ball on through the air and on the ground, in my opinion. But they also have an offense that could get it going too. They're fourth in the ACC in passing offense. So there you go. But they last in passing. Wait a minute. They last in passing defense or just defense? Yeah, they last in passing defense. Second to last in rush defense. They got the fifth best offense yards per game. We got the second best. So they last in the ACC and They last in the ACC and defense. Whoa, hold on. Wardy, son, is this thing going? They are last in total defense in the ACC. Why did I not? Well, how did I forget about that? I didn't. I just sold it. That's all. They last in defense, people. Number 14. Last. We got to take advantage of that, baby. You got to take advantage of that, Wahoos. They are last in defense. I ain't saying they trash can juice, but they last in defense. Giving up 435 yards a game. Wahoos giving up 412. 435 a game. And that number might be wrong because for some reason ACC.com had it all jacked up. But let me see if they got it in their notes because I want to make sure I'm accurate and how many yards a game they give up. And I just realized I didn't cut no instrumental music on behind me, but who cares? I think I got y'all engaged by now. We've been doing it for over 30 minutes, so it'd be dumb to try to cut some on now. But yeah, I think I'm right. So there you have it. Wahoos. Miami defense weren't that good and we struggled. We gotta fix that. I think we could put up a lot of points. And to really, really concede to all the fans who was like, we need to run the ball more. If we do run the ball more, that keeps Cunningham off the damn field. You might have to take a book out of North Carolina page and do it to them. For real. And I know statistically we are last in rushing offense, but we can run the football. We can run the football. The question is, will we run the football? And when we do, how much will we run the football? Will you give the ball to Mike Hollins and Wayne Talapapa? Huh? Like Dick Gregory would say, huh? Huh? So that's what it is, man. I feel like we'll be balanced. I feel like we'll be balanced. I really do. But it just depends on the success of our earlier runs. Anytime they show two safeties, I feel like we should show them that, all right, we're going to run the ball. You're going to keep two safeties back? You basically run the 3-3-5. We got you outnumbered as well. Let's run the football. They may run a 3-4, but I think it's a 3-3-5 just because, like I said, the outside backer is smaller than one of their safeties. And the backup is the same size as a safety. I just feel like they hybrid guys. Schematically, it's like a look in the mirror. Can you impose your will? Because I think they like the arena football team. We just going to outscore you. We explosive. If we could get, they feel like if Cunningham and that offense could get going early, then you won't be as patient. I think teams are going to, how they approach Virginia is this. Let's score. Let's get stops early. Let's score early and make them fall in love with the passing game because we know they'll get impatient. That's why I feel like anytime we win the toss, we should get the ball and score first. I feel so much better when we score first. I feel like we got a front runner mentality in a sense of we're more at ease. Well, it's a calming factor, right? Like when we score first, we get aggressive on defense. We'll get a stop. Now, granted, last week versus Miami, we punted the first possession, but we got a stop. If we could get a stop the first drive on defense, I think that helps as well. Because Wake Forest score open drive, North Carolina score open drive. Uh-oh. But the three wins, those teams didn't score the open drive. We forced a punt. That's the Coach Welsh in me, man. You look for tendencies. You look for superstitions. Oh, every time we took the ball, we were successful. Oh, every time we scored first, we were successful. And that plays like that. I tied my shoes up like this. Uh-oh, look. I got early success. I'm a ball again. It's all mental. So that's how you got to be, man. That's all I got for y'all, man. I don't like my previews to be too long-winded, but felt like you know, had to really break Louisville down. It's a mirror match. It's a mirror match. Offense is explosive. Offense can do it both in the air and on the ground. Well, granted, they've done it on the ground better than we have, but we are capable. Both top five offenses in the ACC statistically. Quarterbacks, when it comes to efficiency, top five. They've turned the ball over every game. We have lately, the past four games. The difference between us last year was the turnovers that we caused and we took advantage of. Shout out to Noah Taylor. We got to do that again this year. We got to generate two of them to guarantee a victory and a place. We've never won that. That's another thing, another streak. We ended that on the road streak last week. Now we got to end winning that Louisville streak. We got to win at Louisville. So that's all I got for y'all, man. Good's the enemy of great. Be great in everything that you do. Never let nobody tell you you can't do what you set your mind out to do, man. Be great, be great, be great in anything that you do. That's all I got for y'all, man. It's the Ball Hawk Show. Make sure you subscribe to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. Appreciate all the support. And again, if you want to provide any feedback or you want to provide just your breakdown of the game, post-game, pre-game, go to myhawkins.com. Use the contact section at the bottom. Also, the new walkthrough is up with Mike Hollins. That will be available on my site, myhawkins.com. If you miss any of my podcast episodes, they are all available at myhawkins.com. Just go to the website. Anything I've ever done with UVA is all on that site. So many videos that you could watch. So many podcasts you could go back and listen to. Even my uncut off-season podcast that I do with my panel of friends who are very foul-mouthed. So the kids can't listen to that. But, yeah, man, and got some big news on the horizon, man. So be on the lookout. Be on the lookout. You might see something special next Tuesday with Coach Bronco Mendenhall at BJ's. You never know. So that's a little Easter egg for people who listen to the end. You might want to go to BJ's and go to the coach show on Tuesday. You might see somebody that's your homeboy there hosting the show with Coach Bronco Mendenhall. So y'all be easy, man. It's the Ball Hawk Show. Hawk! We out of here. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.